everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I am so super excited to talk to you today about power, about personal power. Things that I've learned, things that I've experienced, and a bunch of tips, tricks, all sorts of things that are going to support you and help you to really step into your power. But before we get to that, I want to start by apologizing for the noise, the hum in the background. It is really hot and humid outside, and it is really hot in here if we don't have the air conditioner on. So we have the air conditioner on, and that is what that sound is in the background. So I do apologize for that. We will soon be in a beautiful home of our own, which is very exciting. So we won't have to navigate the low hum of the air conditioner. Now, the next thing I want to just touch base with you on is that if you're new to human design, well, I really encourage you to go to the show note links and have a look for the Human Design 101, because I have put together in a really affordable and accessible program everything that you need to know about type, strategy, authority, and profile to not only start to integrate your human design, but to understand those that you love around you and anyone else that is willing to go with you down the rabbit hole of human design experiment. So, as I said, check out the show notes, jump on in. You will be so excited because it has everything you need to really start to integrate your design. As I said, super exciting. So I wanted to give you a little update. My Purpose and Abundance beta program has now been running for a number of weeks, and oh my goodness, it was actually watching these people step into their power. Specifically one of them, hopefully she'll come on the podcast soon, but maybe not because it's a bit scary, had a really confronting, challenging experience. And the upside, I suppose, if there was one, was that she was literally faced with this thing moments or not long after one of the particular units had just been released, and she got to use everything that I had to teach her on fear and how to move through fear. And it's a fascinating, beautiful, courageous story. So hopefully I'll get to share that with you. But if you're interested in joining my Purpose and Abundance program, which is amazing, it is absolutely blowing out into something much bigger than I first envisioned, then again, go to the show notes and get on the wait list, because that will be relaunching really, really soon. All right, let us get into today's episode. So today what I want to talk to you about is power. Let's kick off by asking the obvious question, and if it's not obvious, it's definitely a question that I would encourage everybody to ask whenever getting curious about anything in the first place, is what specifically is power and what is its purpose? All right, we need to start at ground zero. So my definition of power, and I'm a person who has power in my perspective, which is the bottom right-hand arrow in the four arrows on your chart. It's how you're designed to see the world. So I very much see the world through this frame of power. So I've thought a lot about it, I've experienced it a lot, and I've really come to the understanding of what we really mean about power, or what I think is the most resourceful meaning of power, is all about self-empowerment. How much do you back yourself, believe yourself, and love yourself?
You know, where are you on the scale of accepting who you are, where you are, how you are right now? Because when we fully step into our personal power, we have the ability to transcend fear. We have the ability to fulfill our purpose, why we came here. We have the opportunity to live a fully authentic life. And not only that, but really deeply trust and embody the dreams that we came into this life to manifest into reality. So it's my opinion that understanding and being in our power is really, really important. One of the things that I think really highlights at the moment the importance of power, not only understanding it, but practicing being in your power and doing whatever it takes to empower yourself, to be you, back you, and love you. And that is because we're currently going through this transition from the old way of being, the old paradigm, moving towards this new paradigm that we talk about in human design. And a large part of this new paradigm is going to be about self-empowerment, because a large part of the cross we're moving into, the cross of the Sleeping Phoenix, has the gate 34, the gate of power. And it is all about self-empowerment, okay? Power is not, let me be clear, power is not the control of others. Power isn't even the ability to influence others. Although in an unresourceful way, yes, they are. They're about controlling and influencing others. But what I want to focus on and what I want to give you everything you need to step into is this self-empowered state. This ability to be in the world we're in right now and have faith that we're moving towards this new paradigm. We're moving towards a place where these people that are choosing to use power to control the masses, to feed people fear and scarcity so that they can be controlled. All of these old constructs that have got us, they've got us a long way, you know, like follow the leader worked for a long time. It really helped us to grow, you know, as the human race. It helped us to grow intellectually, physically, emotionally. It's helped us a lot. However, as we can see, it is now becoming highly destructive. It is pulling us all apart. And ultimately, power has been fashioned into a weapon to really embed separation within us. It's become this weapon that is used to teach the majority of us to point the finger at the other, to make someone else wrong, to disempower others. But hopefully you've been listening long enough to this podcast to know that we cannot project that stuff, point our fingers at other people, disempower others without doing those things to ourselves. It's just not possible, because whatever goes on inside of us is actually what's going on outside of us. You know, you guys might be wondering or curious why I have never directly said on this podcast whether I decided to get the vaccination or not. Because at the end of the day, it is not my job to disempower anyone by saying what the inverted commas correct choice is. Because there is no freaking correct choice. There is the best choice for you. For me personally, I could never make a decision without educating myself. So they're the choices that I make to empower myself. At the same point, if anyone asks me directly, or if I, you know, find myself in a position, I won't hold back. I'll tell the absolute truth. But for me to do my work, you know, my North Node personality side, gate 34, to empower others through empowering myself, is about empowering people to learn how to think for themselves. A huge part of what power is all about. So I want you to ask yourself, honestly, you might even pause this podcast, get your journal out, and ask yourself that question, do I think for myself? are my beliefs somebody else's beliefs? Are they the ones that I grew up with? Or do I just trust the choices I make for me, my life, my body, my spirituality, my business, my relationship, my kids? Do I trust that to people who aren't qualified? Or am I actually choosing to empower myself through thinking for myself? You know, one of the beauties of human design is that we are literally talking about the science of differentiation. So you guys listening to this podcast, well, you're already three quarters of the way there, right? Because you're already like, yeah, I want to be different. I want to be uniquely me. It doesn't mean it's not scary. It doesn't mean it's not confronting or challenging or hard, but you want it. And that is the key, because power comes from this place where it's more important to be authentically you and express yourself and experience abundance. Let's be clear, I'm going to be talking more and more about abundance actually, because of some of my ideas and concepts are a bit out there, and now I get to test them in my beta program and we're having amazing, amazing results. But ultimately, your abundance is down to your spirit. Yeah? How you feel in your physical body, in your aura. And when we are empowered, when we are fully stepping into who we are, then we have this potential to attract effortless, endless abundance. So ask yourself, are you thinking for yourself? Now, one of the cool things is that when you think for yourself, you can change your mind whenever you want. You're free and willing to make mistakes. But the big thing, and this is the piece I really want you to hear, peeps, is that being in your power is about paying attention to the results you get. Or in many cases, the results that other people get. Let me give you a really, really simple example. For me personally, out of all the years I've done personal development, I've certified and qualified and trained and learned, I have never invested my money in anyone who does not surpass what I want for myself. Never. Because results don't lie. So listening and believing someone who's all talk, you know, one of our favorite mantras in our family is actions speak louder than words. If you're a person that listens to those that are all talk, but the results don't match up, then you're not in your power. Being in your power means that you are unattached to the outcome. You know, this is the thing. It's like being unattached to the outcome is so important. Like one of the things for me, and this was really hard for me when I was younger, because I'm really loyal. And if I like someone, I really like them. And I would sign up for training, let's say. And I would so want to get the results because I really liked them and I didn't want to let them down. But if I didn't get, and then if I didn't get the results, I'd be like, oh, it must be me. Nope. At the end of the day, if you do the work, if you turn up, if you ask the right questions, if you take aligned actions, if you do what you have to do, if you don't get the results, then it's not right for you. So really paying attention to the results you get in the world is a massive part of being in your power. The next thing about being in your power is about sovereignty. Do you have sovereignty over you? Are you brave and courageous enough to tell the truth for you? Are you comfortable enough with discomfort that you can tell your truth even though you don't know how it will be received, or you know it will be received poorly? Do you have the sovereignty to maintain boundaries, non-attachment, surrender to an outcome? It is so incredibly important when we're in our power, to be in our power, that we have sovereignty, that we take full responsibility for us, for our mind, body, spirit, our results, our relationships, our business, our health and well-being. It ultimately, the buck stops with us. And being in our power is so exciting and fun and scary and challenging. You know, I just wrote this post for Instagram that basically said, like, I love being in my power, but I was so scared of it for so many years, because when I'm in flow, when I'm in my power, when I'm like creating, or I'm just on, I am so direct, I am so clear, I'm so determined, I am an immovable force. In fact, I'm a force of nature. Hashtag MG, right? And I used to think that it was more important that I didn't make people feel uncomfortable. Whereas now I'm fully in my power. Is my intention always kindness? Yes. Is my intention always to serve, support, and lift people up? Yes. Is my intention always to create peace, harmony, and equality? Yes. So just because I'm direct, that's just my ego that was telling me, oh, you can't be that way. It was really crazy when I first started my coaching practice. It was one of the things that people kept coming back to me, because I call a spade a spade. I'm very direct, I'm very honest, and I will ask the questions that nobody else has asked people before. This is being in my power. This is the way I'm designed to be. And let me be super clear, being in your power is so aligned to fulfilling your purpose. It is absolutely paramount to experiencing abundance of all good things. I mean, there's plenty of people that have lots of financial wealth, and they're in their power when it comes to money. They have boundaries. They say yes to the aligned things. They say no to the out of alignment things. They will have powerful conversations. They will tell their truth. They will be courageous. They will take risks because they're in their power, in the financial part of their life. But they're not in their power, let's say, in relationships maybe. So their relationships are rubbish. So they don't have abundance because they're not being their abundant spirit. They're being their wounded child. And none of us are perfect. You know, power is also about vulnerability, honesty. Like Brené Brown says, you got to be in the freaking arena. If you're in your power, you're in the arena. You're getting messy. You're being vulnerable. You're telling your truth. You're making mistakes. And one of the things that I see with human design as well is there's a lot of fluff. There's a lot of, oh, well, if it doesn't feel good, don't do it. That is not being in your power. That is not being in your power. There is a difference to a feeling of out of alignment, knowing that something's not for you, and a feeling of, oh, that's outside my comfort zone. This is something that's really important about power. When you are in your power, you face the shit that you're afraid of. You just do it. You get uncomfortable, you get messy, and you do it. But when you're giving your power away, then you make excuses as to why, oh, it doesn't feel right. And I've got to be honest, that was me for so long. Like, I would have studied all of my early 30s, late 20s, early 30s with this, well, I'm sure it's meant to feel better than this. I'm sure it's meant to feel better than this. And that was the excuse that kept me trapped in the loop of my ego. When things really started to change were things like having a baby, moving into state, starting my business, signing up and certifying as a master coach, like all of these things that were freaking challenging outside my comfort zone. They didn't feel good in the beginning. But oh my goodness, they feel freaking amazing now. I feel like a bit of an unstoppable force because I'm in my power. So this whole podcast, this whole episode is really to empower you guys. The way you can really step into your power is understand your design and stop making excuses based in shadow and not self, i.e. making decisions with the mind from places of I should, they say, I have to, all of these unresourceful forcing yourself to be someone you're not, and start being courageously you. It's all there. It's all there in your design. It's all there in your spirit and soul. You know, one of the activities we do in the Purpose and Abundance program is literally we look at the human design and we look at this future vision through this exciting exercise that I do. And I remember the first time I did this, and then I did my human design, and then I compared the two, and this was over a number of years because I did the other exercise for many years before I even came to human design. I did it with many of my clients and did it myself. And what's amazing is how connected, similar the themes are, the patterns, that there's so much similarity between the two. Because you wouldn't want what you want, and you wouldn't long to be who you long to be if you weren't meant to be that person or experience that thing. But you have to be courageous to be in your power. You have to say your truth and be willing to apologize when you get it wrong. You have to be willing to experiment with things like your human design instead of making ridiculous excuses because you read a meme on Instagram about how, I don't know, projectors aren't meant to ... I say bullshit. Find out for yourself. We are in a time that is transitioning us to become powerful, sovereign, abundant, intimate human beings that live with love, acceptance, resources. You know, Richard Rudd actually talks in The Gene Keys in the 55th Gate all about how we will live the fairy tale. We can all be living that now, right now, if we choose to step into our power. Challenge our beliefs, create our boundaries, you know, be conscious where we focus our attention. Are we above the line? Are we being the adult? Are we being at cause? Like, are we the creators of our reality? Or are we just a victim to it? If there is one thing that I would love every single person on the planet to learn from me, it is this. To be in your power. Not the bullshit version of your power that so many of us have been in for so long. The real, authentic, vulnerable, unstoppable force, abundant spirit, purpose-aligned beings that we all came here to be. So that's my invitation to all of you. To discover the next layer of your empowered self. What do they look like? What do they sound like? What do they feel like? Who are you being? What are you doing? What is the impact that you're going to have now that you're not afraid of all the bullshit? And although the bullshit won't ever stop, the more in our power, the more in alignment, the more we choose to focus on what we want, the more we choose to focus on how we're healed or others can heal, how we choose to focus on equality, harmony, peace, well-being, health, abundance, the more we focus on those things, the more we're all going to be stepping into our power. And as we focus on those things, our egos come up with all the excuses why that's not true. And our egos do literally speak through the media, governments, people in authority. That is you're hearing your ego. But it's just an opportunity to heal. It's an opportunity instead to point the finger back, to blame someone else, to just hit the ball back over the net, is to instead heal yourself. Well, what's a different choice I could make to be more in my power? You know, something for me is I'm not at all interested in having conversations about COVID unless it's about result-driven conversation. I want to see results. I want to see evidence. I'm not interested in opinions. I'm not interested in anyone slamming, shaming, putting down experts. If you have the experience, if on the ground, if you have real life results, then I'm freaking all ears. But if you're someone who's just spouting off your cousin Benny's sister's friend's something's opinion about whether you should or shouldn't something, I'm so not interested. But if you're an expert that has been literally shot down, shamed, tried to be destroyed by a government just because what you're saying, the truth that you're sharing, is uncomfortable for their mandates, now you got me interested. Because we're talking actual real-time results. And this doesn't have to have anything to do with the pandemic. This is an invitation to all of you in real life. Stop wasting your time with lower energy, bitching, gossiping, blaming, pointing fingers, being afraid, stopping yourself because of some bullshit story you've told yourself since you were 7, all of that. Just throw that shit out. Get uncomfortable, strap on your courage, and get in your power. How's that sound? All right, beautiful humans, I trust that this has touched base with you today. Be curious. Make up your own mind. You are your own being. You are the creator of dreams come true, heaven on earth, abundant, powerful, purpose-driven lives. The power is in your hands. Well, in your aura. Thank you so much for joining. And I'm super excited to see the impact all of you are having on helping us all collectively raise the consciousness of this planet and heal it along the way. Thanks, beautiful humans. Bye for now.
Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.